News with Jonathan Izard. British police have named the man they believe carried out the suicide bombing at a pop concert in Manchester on Monday, killing 22 people. He's Salman Abidi, a 22-year-old who was born in Manchester. His family is of Libyan origin. Police have arrested another suspect in the south of the city. Thousands of people have taken part in a vigil in central Manchester to honour the victims. Political leaders around the world have condemned the attack. The Trump administration has unveiled a $4.1 trillion budget plan for the coming year. It proposes deep cuts to dozens of programs providing assistance to the poor. If passed, the budget would slash spending on welfare and medical support by more than $1 trillion over 10 years. President Trump is in Europe for his first visit to the continent since he took office in January. He's meeting the Italian president, Sergio Mattarella, in Rome. Police have sealed off surrounding roads to keep back possible demonstrations. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump is due to meet Pope Francis before attending a NATO summit in Brussels the following day. An Ethiopian politician has been elected head of the World Health Organization, the first African to hold the post. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus defeated candidates from Britain and Pakistan to succeed the outgoing boss, Margaret Chan. It's feared that dozens of migrants died when their overcrowded vessel began to sink in the Mediterranean. The report comes from another group of migrants who were rescued on their way from Libya to Europe. The survivors said about 150 of their fellow passengers had drowned. A Chinese student has apologized following an angry reaction from China to her graduation speech in the United States, where she praised America's fresh air and freedom. Yang Shuping said back home in Kunming she'd had to wear a face mask every day. Kunming officials insisted the city's air was sweet and fresh. BBC.